You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Site Village in Birmingham, and I'm with Emma from Blind in Business. Emma, just give me a little bit of background about who Blind in Business are, because I know you do a lot of work in getting students into sort of pathways for employment and getting graduates into graduate training schemes and things like that. So just give me a little bit of an overview.
Okay, cool. So at Blind in Business, we help with getting into the employment. So we have our pathway service, which is for under 18s, and that's kind of getting work experience through school or post 16 education. So it could be getting into apprenticeships and stuff like that. And then once you get to 18, we work with the employment service, which is where I work. I'm the employment coordinator here at Blind in Business. And we help all the way through the recruitment process. So that's from CV writing to cover letters and job searching. But we also host a plethora of different events to help people kind of find out what they want to do. Because a good example is like going into an advertising agency and not realizing there's actually a whole finance side to that. And it really opens doors for people because it gives them the ideas. They think, oh, this is amazing. Like, I didn't know this was even a job. And I think at our core, we just want to raise aspirations and confidence of blind and partially sighted people and make them realise that they can literally do anything they want with the reasonable adjustments. And that's what we're here for. We can just help all the way through the recruitment process. Yeah.
And I think that's really good, isn't it, for somebody to have that place that they can go to for that support.
Yeah.
And also, you know, sort of to talk to other people who've been through that same situation and can tell them about how, you know, sort of what it's like going through graduate training schemes and stuff.
That's an amazing point. So we have a massive alumni network. We've been around for about 30 years now, and our alumni are amazing, and they're so happy to jump on a call with someone who's working with us at the moment and tell them their story. And that connection and that kind of network really does boost the confidence of people, knowing that someone who's been in their position in the past has gone and done amazing things can just give them the push they need to kind of go and do the same thing. And I think that's another thing about Blind in Business, is we have this big network of people who we've worked with in the past, and it's so amazing getting to see people mix with each other, learn about each other. And also it's like getting the access needs, for instance. So someone might be like, oh, have you ever tried this in the workplace? And then it's that just general conversation can also be a massive help in the employment industry and getting into employment.
And I suppose, what do you get sort of from employers and stuff and things like that? Because as we all know, it's very difficult to, I suppose, get employers aware of what somebody who's visually impaired can do. And it's not about what they can't do, it's about what they can do.
Yeah, so I think it is very much what we believe, and what I have always believed is generally that with a visual impairment, you're actually hiring someone who has had to think outside the box their whole life and had to be resilient and adaptable. And amongst so many other things, we see the world, excuse the pun, but in such a different way. And it really does mean that we have such a unique perspective. So going into any workplace, it's almost an addition to that workplace, because you've got someone who has such a different perspective on life and everything they do. And so I think it's actually, instead of a barrier, and I understand there are so many barriers in place, but it can also be seen as a strength. And I think employers really should see it like that. And that's something we would love for, you know, won't risen built in a day, but we would love that to be a thing as well, is seeing a visual disability as actually a strength rather than a barrier into the workplace.
And I suppose for those sort of young people who are sort of maybe doing their GCSEs or A-levels at the moment, or maybe going through university and coming out, what sort of advice or tips, you know, that you could give them to help them to get on that journey?
I think just believe in yourself. And we are here. We do like work experience workshops. So please get in contact with us. But I think at your core, just believe in yourself and believe that, like, as a young adult, you're kind of going up to that young adult stage, is that when you are looking for jobs, don't believe that you can't do something because of your visual disability. Just believe you might need the right adjustments or the right access needs, but that's okay. Everyone needs a bit of a tweak to their job and their day-to-day life. So just believe in yourself and your abilities, and if you want to do something, do not let your visual impairment stop you, because you truly can do it if you want to. So yeah.
And Emma, if people would like to find out more about Blind in Business, is it the best place to go to your website?
Yes, so our website, www.blindinbusiness.org.uk. So our website's great, and also we have Instagram, LinkedIn, and you can find all our telephone and contact details on our website as well. So if you want to give us a call, please feel free. Yeah.
Emma, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.